You're watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Balch.
Hey, Sterile Processing Universe, it's Hank Balch here from Fighting Dirty. And on this episode, I want to talk about hashtag sterile processing, in particularly the tremendous growth that we've seen on LinkedIn in following this hashtag. But before we get started, what is a hashtag? I know many of y'all that grew up with a computer in your cradle, this is kind of beating the dead horse, but there are a lot of folks in the sterile processing industry who are not avid social media users yet. And for those of y'all who need a little extra training on this, a hashtag is kind of like an online bookmark. It lets you find things that are categorized in a certain way. So, for instance, if I write a post about the newest Fighting Dirty video, and I want to make sure that anyone who is interested in sterile processing can find it easily on LinkedIn, I'll put a hashtag sterile processing in my post. Now, what happens if your name's Susie? In the morning when Susie wakes up and she's like, I wonder what has gone on in the sterile processing industry yesterday that I may have missed. She can go on to LinkedIn, search for hashtag sterile processing, and then all the posts that have utilized that hashtag will come up on her search. So, there's a tremendous opportunity for anyone who is providing valuable education, clinical insights, opinions, news in our industry niche to utilize this hashtag, sterile processing, to categorize their content so that users like Susie, who are interested and would love to see what you have to write or say, can find it quickly and easily. So about 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, there was just a couple of hundred followers of hashtag sterile processing on LinkedIn. I saw the value and the need to help teach and encourage collaboration on LinkedIn around this hashtag. So about 4 months ago, I made it my aim to grow this hashtag, to show people how to use it, why it's important, why it's valuable, and then hopefully to see it grow. Well, fast forward to today, guys, and we're sitting at about 1,240 followers today of the sterile processing hashtag. Now, what's beautiful about this hashtag is that anybody can use it. You don't have to be a vendor in a particular company. You don't have to be a manager. You don't have to be a technician. You don't even have to work in the sterile processing industry. But if you see something that's interesting and applicable for those of us who do, and you want to categorize it on LinkedIn, you can add that hashtag to your post, and literally thousands of more consumers have the potential to see that post in their newsfeed just because you use hashtag sterile processing. So we've seen a lot of growth. We're still just scratching the surface for how big this hashtag can grow. Now, that being said, that's one of literally limitless numbers of hashtags that could be used to drive industry conversations in our niche online. Now, granted, a majority of this work that I've been talking about has been done on LinkedIn. As I said at the beginning, though, any social media platform like an Instagram, like a Facebook, like a Twitter can use a hashtag to help folks find and see your sterile processing content. So if you're a consumer of content, start searching for hashtag sterile processing. And if you're a creator of valuable educational networking content, start using hashtag sterile processing, all one word, at the end of your posts and see this conversation grow. I'm Hank Balch. You've been watching and listening to Fighting Dirty, and we'll see you again next week.
Why aren't your customers reading your blog posts? Why isn't your company's one post a week getting all the reach, engagement, and buzz that you expected? You have great content. It's creative, consumable, and offers value to your audience. You should be making a social media splash, but then it doesn't happen, and you are left wondering why. Your struggle may have nothing to do with the content, and it could have everything to do with your content flow. Some companies subscribe to the idea of a content drip, posting something every now and then, you know, to remind people that you exist. But that's not enough. Once or twice a month, possibly even weekly, every day folks are hit by a social media waterfall when they log into their accounts. Your company is competing for eyeballs, and what are the chances they'll scroll down far enough to see that one post a month? What's the likelihood your new graphic even crosses their newsfeed? You have an uphill battle to fight, and if you want to win, your content can't drip. Beyond Clean can help, offering an array of social media consulting services. Contact us today to start your free 45-day trial.